and welcome to the Entertainment Talker for the week of March 31st. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and extremely sore Melissa Hansen.
I am sore. I'm also drinking a glass of wine while we're recording.
Oh, wow. This could get interesting.
It's just that kind of day, people. Yeah.
So, your week in entertainment was Stardom.
It was not Stardom. I actually spent most of the past week working on some filming. I was just doing background work with like hundreds of other people, actually. So something that's filming down here by me, super secret project that I will tell you all about if it ever airs.
Did they make you sign a confidentiality agreement?
It was part of like our contract.
Okay.
Yeah. When we signed to get paid.
Right.
It's confidentiality. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a separate thing, but yeah. And I would like to work again. So
this was your first experience with this.
This was my first, background work. It was a really great experience, but it's tiring. I'm old. Flip, I'm old. So it's 4 days, 8 to 13 hours a day. And you, filmmaking, it's hurry up and wait.
Yep.
And you get all ready and you literally sit there for 4 hours.
Yep.
And then you shoot for 5 minutes, and then you sit there for a half an hour, and then you shoot for 5 minutes, and then you sit there for half an hour. I'm actually sore, and I wore heels and dressed up, so I'm standing, and you're standing about whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just too old. Nah. Sitting around and standing around wears me out.
Jeez. Is there much of an industry in Dallas? I mean, the people that you are with, do a lot of them do this type of stuff?
It happens to be a lot going on right now.
Okay.
Well, the TV show Dallas films here.
Oh, that's right.
And they're just finishing up the next, season.
Yeah.
That's about done. But for just Lock Have It, a couple pilots are shooting down here.
Okay.
There's movie stuff. There's a lot of independent movie stuff here.
Sure.
And this I will be talking about next podcast, because starting this week is the Dallas International Film Festival, which I'll be catching just a couple or few of the movies.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know what I end up seeing and how that's going.
And that will be your first film festival experience, yes?
Yeah.
Lots of new stuff.
Full of new and interesting things.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know kind of what I saw. I'll get a few. There's tons of documentaries, but there's a lot. It's filmed here in Texas, so.
But Hollywood isn't as glamorous as some would like to make it out to be, is it?
Not glamorous at all.
Yeah.
The red carpet, maybe?
No,
but that's
trust
it.
Me. I've worked red carpet. It's not glamorous.
Actual filming, it's not. It's hard. And Gwyneth Paltrow's got a whole bunch of shit for this week. Because she interviews something, and she was talking about making movies and how hard it is to parent. And I can't remember the exact quote, but people took it as like, my life is so much harder than a working, mother's, a typical job working mother. And that's not quite what she said.
Yeah.
She talked about how difficult it is to parent, 14 hours on a set, gone from home for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
My reading was she wasn't actually putting anybody else down. And it is. You leave the house, you drop the kids off at school, you go to your job, you pick them up from their after school program, you make dinner. There is something there. I'm not saying it's easy, and I don't think she was saying it's easy either. But your parenting, when you have that schedule, it fits into it. When your job has you on set for 14 hours, your job has you gone for weeks or months at a time, during that time period that you're filming, it's very hard to be a parent.
Well, we did an interview with Christina Applegate a while back when I was still in LA, and she talked about the difference between doing her show Up All Night with Will Arnett and how that fit into her schedule opposed to doing film work, which is a completely different beast.
Yeah. So anyhow, Gwyneth got tons of crap this week. Yeah. But some of it may be a little deserved, but some of it not.
Well, that was part of it because did they file for divorce or was it just separation?
I don't know what level they're at.
All right.
They're quote uncoupling.
Yes. But this has been something that has been discussed in the media for a long time, that they're living two separate lives. He's touring, he's recording, she's doing she's been doing the Marvel films and everything else. So
yeah.
Sorry to segue
this into like our news segment.
Yeah, I know. I didn't include it in the news this week, so
there we go.
I'm just curious. But so this was your first experience with being on set like this.
Yeah.
Like, the running theory or joke that we have amongst, because I've done this for a long time now, is that you get paid to wait and you do the acting for free.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was nice because it wasn't like standing there background. There was, in my mind, acting involved.
Okay.
It was very emotional scenes we were filming, and there was close up on our faces, and you never knew when you were, if you were going to be on camera, and
sure,
that kind of thing. So to me, there was a bit of acting involved.
Right. How was the craft service? That's the important thing.
Pretty good, except the last day I grabbed my veggie wrap.
Yeah.
And I sit down and I take a bite and it's like lettuce and stuff. Fine. I take another bite and I'm like, wait. And I just kind of chewing and I kind of, it's chewed. So I swallow and then I look
it's
and it was
chicken
wrap.
Yep.
And all the veggie wraps were gone.
Oh.
And so some of us vegetarians were like, these got mixed up. We have chicken. And well, they were all gone. So what does he do? So he went and I don't know, crew or cast, he went and grabbed a big bowl of Caesar salad for us.
Wow.
Yeah, Caesar salad is not vegetarian.
Oh, that's right.
In the dressing, usually.
Yeah.
So it was like, this poor guy was trying to be nice to us. But yeah, craft service was really nice, actually.
Yeah.
So we had like a box lunch, like, you know, sandwich, chips, cookie thing every day.
Yeah.
Which some days we ate at 1, some days we ate at 4.
And the crew always eats first. Everybody else eats second. Yeah.
So, but anyhow, but yeah, there's all kinds of good snacky food. Because you're freaking bored half the day.
Yeah.
So you just eat. It's like being on a plane ride when they used to serve you food. You just eat because you're bored and there's nothing else to do.
Yeah. So. Would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do it again. This is now my part-time job
right.
I will do when I can.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
Okay, my third part-time job.
Well, hey, yeah, we're in the same boat right now.
Yeah, so my, you know, me doing part-time jobs, I worked, whatever, 60-some hours this week.
Yeah.
Lazy me.
Yep.
Without a real job, according to some people.
Right.
Which is why I'm drinking wine tonight.
Okay. So there you have it.
Someone told me today I don't have a real job, and I'm a freeloader.
Well, my entertainment this week, in the midst of opening and closing a show, we only did 1 week of Hamlet on stage, which closed today. I'm completely exhausted. In terms of the stuff that's coming up, there's a lot of bootleg Broadway recordings on YouTube. We're doing Spamalot. I had seen, you and I had seen the original pre-Broadway run in Chicago.
I sat on the West End, too.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
I forgot about that. So I went back and watched the original cast do it just to kind of get myself, because I'm doing that in July, August, somewhere in there. And then we just, the Opera House that I'm on the board of directors for, we just got the rights to Addams Family in the fall. And I wanted, I had not seen that show. I love the music. I have the soundtrack. I've been listening to it quite a bit. But
yeah.
I had not seen the show. And they have both the Chicago pre-production and the actual Broadway production, of which there are significant differences of cuts they made and things they switched around and character changes. And so it was fascinating to see. And I was doing that while I was working on Verdict stuff. You and I have long talked about wanting to professionally record those types of things for posterity, because theater is, once it's gone, it's gone.
There's, remember, Bravo used to be this. Bravo used to be
the arts and entertainment.
The arts, and A&E used to be arts and entertainment too. But Bravo used to be that, and they did record. I remember watching House of Blue Leaves with Susie Kurtz and John Mahoney. They would record it, and I mean, look what's on it now. But and it was so great to be able to see this.
Yeah, professional recording, you know, for these stage shows,
right?
So, you know, of course, you're seeing every time somebody stands up to applaud, the camera goes dark or, you know, there's nothing's in focus. And but it does give you a feel for what the cast was doing. And the script for Addams Family needs some work, but the music is fantastic. So I'm looking forward to being involved in that production come the fall. But I'm surprised that there's a lot of stuff out there for free.
Yeah, that's great. And one more thing I'm going to step back and mention.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about filming this was, and these are the little things you don't get, and not many, if anybody else really knew what we were getting.
Yeah.
What I filmed, a Broadway star, Tony nominated for the show he just left a couple months ago, is in the cast. and when they were resetting cameras a couple times, he sang for us.
Oh, wow.
Formed a number. Like, played guitar and sang once and stuff. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, you guys don't realize people pay $150 a ticket to see this man perform, and we're sitting here and he's doing it for us.
Yeah.
So cool.
Very cool. Very nice. Well, I look forward to hearing more about it when you're able to talk about it.
Yes.
If you're able to talk about it.
Well, picked up, I'm talking about it, because what are they going to do to me?
This is true. Yep, if it doesn't get picked up, then it just winds up. And there was another thing we talked about doing at some point. Mm-hmm. And I know other networks have done this in the past.
Yes, it's been, just the pilot shows that never get picked up, showing them.
Yeah.
Rupert Grint had the one recently.
Oh, that's right. I actually saw that.
You can find that online.
It was on Hulu or something, wasn't it?
I think it might have been, but you can find stuff online, pilot.
It was actually pretty funny, because Stephen Fry was the butler on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very cool. All right, box office this week, no surprise. Russell Crowe, not huge money, though.
$44 million.
Yeah, respectable, but not.
Yeah, not crazy, but yeah. And then Divergent came in second with $26 million.
Yep.
And then Muppets Most Wanted up to third, but with only $11 million.
It is not doing well.
No, it's only made 33.
Yep.
But then fourth is Mr. Peabody, 9.5, but that's made almost $100 million total. Wow. And then fifth, still, God's Not Dead, and I got it right this week.
Yep.
$9 million.
More money than it made last week.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a market for Christian films. I mean, Dave is kind of a resident Christian film reviewer here, and he's talked about the increase in production value and, you know. So now, obviously, they're getting theatrical releases.
We have Kirk Cameron to blame for a lot of things, but we partly have him to thank for that.
I guess.
That the productions are going up.
The other movie of note that opened this week was Arnold Schwarzenegger's Sabotage, which I think was...
Again, now you just put the Beastie Boys back in my head.
God. I think it was Variety or Hollywood Reporter's headline was, he left... Or he returned to Hollywood for this. This is his third straight bomb. Only pulled in $5 million at the box office this week. So Arnie may not his star maybe not doing so hot.
Yeah,
his power value, star value, whatever you want to call it. Next week, this is going to blow everybody else away. Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
The buzz, the pre-release buzz on this is huge. So we may see some very unseasonal-like dollar reports coming out of the box office next weekend. Lars Von Trier's Nymphomaniac Volume 2. Why did they release this in two parts? Do you know?
No.
Okay, I don't...
Because it's an artsy-fartsy big thing.
Yeah, the first one got reviewed so well. And Scarlett Johansson actually has two movies being released next week. The second one is a smaller sci-fi thriller called Under the Skin, in which she plays a female alien who preys upon hikers in the Scottish Highlands.
Of course she does. Why not?
Yep. She's busy. She's got to get all these things done before she has her baby, now that we know she's pregnant. And it's going to throw the Marvel Universe into a free, downward spiral or something, because they're going to have to find some way to get
Stupid
Black Widow.
Girl had to go get knocked off.
Yeah,
in the comic book movies.
Yep. All right. Coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, Anchorman 2. What did they call it? The unrated? Some kind of special edition.
With lots of naughty words.
Yes. 763 new jokes that weren't included in the original theatrical release.
Boy.
The next movie in the Disney Fairies franchise, Tinkerbell and her compadres. This one's called The Pirate Fairy. So now you're getting closer to the Peter Pan.
Right.
This was all prequel stuff. So now you're getting that. Now, Captain Hook isn't the pirate in this, but you're getting the pirate side of it.
We're getting closer. Are they finally done making them?
No, because they're making huge amounts of money, and John Lasseter is going to keep this thing going.
Insane to me.
And they're actually decent. I've seen three before.
But really, like, Tinkerbell, make a whole big franchise just on her?
Well, all it's right. More. She's got all these people around her, so it's all of her sisters.
Know, but...
Yeah. Psych, the final season, which we talked about last week. Melissa wasn't overly impressed with, but it's on DVD this week. 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves. And then Steve Zahn returns with a little indie comedy called Knights of Badassdom, which is all about the LARPing, the live-action role-play.
Yes.
So, if that's your thing, look for that this coming week.
Alrighty.
Over at Redbox, I'm surprised. There's nothing really new at Redbox this week. They've brought back The Hobbit, the first Hobbit movie, the first Captain America movie, and the first Hunger Games movie, so you can do your double features accordingly. Mm-hmm. But no big box office new releases on Redbox this week.
No, we have to rewatch old things. We can't watch new things.
Hey, why not? Netflix, Mad Men Season 6 is now available on Netflix.
Okay, wait. Shh, I got to go put that in my...
Okay,
you can keep talking, but give me a second.
As of today, it's there.
All right, I got to put it in my queue.
Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated Season 2, which I have not yet seen, and I'm very interested to. It was a great take on the original franchise, and it only ran for 2 seasons, so I have to add that to my queue. Green Lantern Animated Series, also coming to Blu-ray from Warner Archives, is available on Netflix this week. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy, Season 3?
Yes.
I think you had a friend who wrote for that show?
Flackmistress wrote on that show.
I thought so.
Or wrote one of the movie things or something.
So a lot of new Cartoon Network stuff is hitting Netflix this week. If that is your thing, go check them out. Adventure Time's another one that has more episodes showing up there. Mm-hmm. Over at Hulu, I need to find time somehow in the next couple of weeks. I don't know where I'm going to find it. All 25 Zatoichi films from Criterion are now available on Hulu.
Good Lord that there's 5. Good Lord that they're all available.
Oh, if you want to see awesome... all right, Akira
that
Kurosawa.
That was one of your first reviews for the site.
It was the very first Zatoichi film.
Mm-hmm.
And I got hooked. But if you... Kurosawa is one thing, but if you want to see great Japanese samurai movies, go watch this stuff. It's awesome. And then there is a shit ton of VeggieTale movies that have arrived on Hulu this week. So if you
I love that you swore when you're talking about...
But Chicago Connection, right? They had a production house in the suburbs.
Yeah, they're based out of Chicago suburbs.
Yep.
And I really like them, to be honest. When I used to work with kids, I used to show them to them.
Yeah.
People don't know I'm an atheist, but I really like them. They're, you know, religious stories, but I think they're great moral lessons, and they actually don't kind of talk about God until like the very end.
Okay.
But the actual story is it's really cute and funny and smart. I'm a big fan of them, actually.
I cannot say.
It's without kids, I love VeggieTales.
I cannot say I've ever seen a VeggieTales movie. Again, Dave has kind of been our VeggieTales reviewer. We haven't gotten one in a long time.
They're pretty funny. There's like pop culture references and stuff in it.
Yeah. Yep.
No, they're really smart.
So if that's something that you're interested in, Hulu has a whole bunch of them this week, so go check that out. And that's all I've got for physical and streaming media.
Okay, well, I'm going to make this quick because I just ran out of wine.
Oh, no.
I need to go downstairs and get more. So TV, Monday. Aww, let's all cry together.
What?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that show in forever.
Yeah, well, you won't be watching it ever again because the series finale is Monday night.
What? What?
It's a 1 hour. Now everyone has actually met the mother.
Well, that's good.
So now we're going to find out. They're setting it up to be quite a downer of an ending.
Oh, really?
I'll let you know next week.
Like everybody dies or something?
Well, not everybody.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, the mother.
Oh, God.
We'll see. We'll see. So anyhow, CBS, it's a whole hour, so make sure you block that off if you're watching it. And then new show on CBS, Friends with Better Lives, which is a bunch of friends kind of thing, but it's James Vanderbeek. Is in that. Also, CBS is Intelligence finale on Monday. Tuesday, the Glee episode. We've now changed Glee completely. Glee is no longer High School Glee Club.
Really?
Glee is now all of the old cast in New York.
Oh, shit.
Bam, wham. Everybody graduated last week. Shh, shh. You know, like Sam and Blaine and Artie are moving to New York now. We already have Santana and...
So this is Ryan Murphy's way of trying to salvage a
terrible... Well, this is what happened. He wanted to do a spinoff.
Oh, and he never got it.
In New York instead of getting rid of them. So the two seasons, like, combined them. And now he's just doing... You saw those poor kids that got hired last season? They're out of there.
Oh, well.
So anyhow, I don't know if you're an old fan, you may like it again now. I don't know. I'm sure it'll still be crap, to be honest with you. But anyhow, Tuesday night, TBS is the season finale of Cougar Town. And then Thursday, it's the series finale of Once Upon a Time in Wonderland on ABC. And NBC Community, I'm just letting you know, it's going to be animated, G.I. Joe animated episode.
Oh, I heard, yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, so it's just a regular episode, but you might want to catch that one.
Yeah.
All right. Friday, Unforgettable is back, the season premiere on CBS. And then another series finale, Raising Hope on Fox,
yeah.
Is done as of Friday. But, you know, hopefully Martha Plimpton will be on Good Wife more.
Oh.
Hopefully she'll have more time for that.
Yeah.
The good thing coming out of that, hopefully. Sunday night, crazy night. CMA, Country Music Awards.
Yep.
On CBS. AMC has their new show called Turn, which is, it's like Revolutionary War period.
Yep.
And spying on the British Army. So, Game of Thrones is back, along with Silicon Valley and Veep on HBO. That is their Sunday night. And music this week, there is a tribute album, Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne.
Yep.
And that's got Don Henley and Bonnie Raitt and Lyle Lovett. So if you like Jackson Browne, I mean, you'll like those guys too.
Yeah.
And then another tribute album to Bob Dylan. It's called Off the Grid, Doing It Dylan, by the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh, wow.
How sweet is that?
Yep.
Ugh. All right. Everybody like me, ready to feel quite old?
Okay.
Cyndi Lauper, they're releasing. It's a box set, deluxe edition. She's so unusual. A 30th anniversary celebration.
Oh, wow.
30.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Leon Russell has a new one called Life Journey. And then Broadway cast recording of Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is out this week, too. Books. Would you like to say it with me?
James Patterson.
All right. Or instead of me. Along with Julia Bergen. It's Middle School Ultimate Showdown. That's one of his kids' books this week. And then Mary Higgins Clark, who has not as many as James Patterson, but pretty close. I've Got You Under My Skin is her new one. Kingdom Keepers 7, The Insider, is out.
I think that's the last one.
So, Ridley Pearson.
Yep.
Wrote those. And then for the kids, The Pigeon Needs a Bath. Mo Williams. There's a whole series of pigeons books.
Yep.
They're adorable. But the latest of that's out this week. And then biography, John Wayne, The Life and Legend, by Scott Eamon, is out this week.
Yep.
And then Lost and Found, Finding Hope in the Detours of Life, by Sarah Jakes. T.D. Jakes, the very famous pastor. It's his daughter who had a baby at 13. Pastor's daughter, baby at 13. Oh, so boy. She's got an interesting story to tell.
Yeah.
That, and that's very interesting. I'll give you guys all a hint. It's very interesting that T.D. Jakes' daughter has a book out this week after the week I had last week.
Okay.
There's your clue. All right. And then we have a re-release of a book published in 1980. A View from a Broad by Bette Midler.
Oh.
There's a new foreword to it. So if you're a fan of hers and don't have the original release, you will want to pick this up.
Yeah.
All right. Theater. New everywhere. All you How I Met Your Mother fans that are in mourning,
yeah.
Well, you can just, you know, head on over to the Belasco Theater.
Yep.
Because Neil Patrick Harris's Hedwig and the Angry Inch just opened.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Just started preview performances this past weekend. Also, just opened at the Richard Rodgers Theater on Broadway, If Then, which is a new musical starring Indina.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So she's on. And the Main Street Players in Griffin, Georgia just opened The Dining Room, which stars our very own Mr. Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so that just opened and runs the next couple weekends.
Yep. Yep. So, all right.
Yep. Lots of new theater.
Good. Yep. And I've got a show that's opening on the 18th, so, and possibly one on the 12th.
Oh,
nice. I'm crazy. All right. Entertainment news. Frozen has officially become the most successful animated film of all time. I can't even talk anymore. Here's an actor who can't even talk. Surpassing the $1.1 billion mark set by Toy Story 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. For an animated feature. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean did it, you know. There's a whole bunch of stuff that has, but animated movies making that much is crazy. Here's an interesting thing. The original nitrate negative for Mickey Rooney's 1927 debut short film has been found amongst a cache of long-thought-forgotten silent films in the Netherlands.
Okay.
So they used to, back in the day, Hollywood used to package up all these stuff and send them to international distributors. And they would wind up in some, you know, vault in some, you know, television station or something where they used to play these things, or old movie houses, and they found it along with all this stuff. So the National Film Preservation Foundation is already hard at work on restoring these films for home video. And there's a lot of hope out there that there are many films that have long thought been forgotten that may eventually wind up being found somewhere. Mm-hmm. Doctor Who fans are always hoping that they can find... Yeah. Old episodes.
More.
Yeah, right. Hey Girl, Hey, Ryan Gosling is in talks to portray legendary choreographer Busby Berkeley in forthcoming biopic.
How Jesus, cool is that?
That thing's going to print money.
Just because it's him, but that is a freaking cool role.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. Warner Brothers has announced that J.K. Rowling's Oh my God, just shoot me now. Harry Potter spinoff.
You need some wine? I have more downstairs.
I had a beer after the show tonight, and it obviously didn't help.
Well, maybe that's what's actually doing it.
Maybe. The Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, will, unsurprisingly, be a trilogy for the studio.
Not a trilogy?
Yes.
You make a trilogy?
A trilogy.
A book into a trilogy? Imagine that.
She's not writing books. The books will come after. The screenplays will come first.
Oh, got it. Okay.
The story is going to be set in New York City 70 years before the birth of Harry Potter.
All right. Whatever.
And you know that come the third movie, they're going to find some way to reconnect it to Dumbledore and Hogwarts and all this kind of stuff. Chelsea Handler is planning to leave E! When her contract expires. No word on if she's in talks with other networks to pick up her show, but hey, maybe she can take over for Piers Morgan now that he's been booted off CNN. And finally, rumors are that Warner Brothers is close to pulling the trigger on a Justice League movie series with an announcement coming soon. They've already got the Flash series for the CW in development and teasing out stuff for that. They've cast the new Batman prequel Gotham for Fox, and those will both be out in the fall. So there's a lot of momentum gathering around the DC universe right now.
Okay,
that's all I've got for entertainment news.
All right, well, we have proof now.
A proof of what?
Kanye's not human.
Where does he come from?
Well, I don't know. He's maybe a vampire, is what we're gonna guess. This comes from our super fan, the human. Algorithm. I'm sent me this, but it's out there. You can find it. I have the article on Jezebel.com.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how we talked about they were all in Vogue?
Not
in style. And Vogue magazine, that Kim and Kanye and stuff. So there's this excellent picture. It's like in North's nursery. And there's Kim's taking a selfie with a phone of her and the baby. And Kanye's like taking a picture of Kim and the baby taking a selfie on his like iPad.
Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. And then Annie Leibovitz took a picture of all of them doing this.
Yep.
You know? Here's the thing. The wall behind them is mirrored.
Okay.
And you can't see Kanye in the mirror.
He's a vampire.
He's a vampire. Or it's photoshopped.
Yes.
I don't know which one is, you know, more likely.
He was photoshopped in after the fact. And
I don't know which one's more likely. But, either they photoshopped a magazine spread or Kanye West is a vampire.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You make your own decisions on this one.
A mystery. deepens. Hey, maybe he was actually on that plane. Oh, no, that would be very...
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, now you're giving me a headache.
Oh, boy. All right. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's from RAM releasing, which is actually new from Film Movement.
Oh.
It's a new shingle under Film Movement. It's called Forgetting the Girl, and it's a psychological thriller starring Argo's Christopher Denham. And that is out this week on DVD and Blu-ray, and we will be giving away a few signed by the director copies.
Nice. Ooh. And we do have a review in the works. I don't know if it's Michael or Jason or one of those guys is actually reviewing that for us.
Cool.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, as always, we thank you guys for tuning in, listening to our ramblings. We will be back next week. But until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Okay, I got to do this quick because my glass is empty.
Oh, boy.
I need more. You know I'm saying bye-bye. Goodbye, love.